KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Senate Democrats could end the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas before arguments even begin. Correspondent Mary Claire Jelonek reports that Democrats could quickly call votes to dismiss two articles of impeachment against Mayorkas.
Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, has not yet said exactly what he's going to do, but it is widely expected that they will in some way vote to end the trial or call a vote to end the trial.
And the Democrats appear to be united in opposition to moving forward. The House narrowly voted in February to impeach Mayorkas for his handling at the U.S.-Mexico border, arguing in the two articles that he refused to enforce immigration laws. The first seven jurors of the Trump criminal trial have been chosen. The panelists selected are an information technology worker, an English teacher, an oncology nurse, a sales professional, a software engineer, and two lawyers. 11 more still need to be picked. Also at SRNNews.com, an envoy says the U.S. is determined to monitor North Korean nukes, though the U.N. or otherwise.
In Seoul, top envoy Linda Thomas-Greenfield has told a press briefing the U.S. will work inside and outside the U.N. to keep North Korea from illegal activities.
The point here is that we cannot allow the work that the panel of experts were doing to lapse. We have to continue to keep eyes on and reporting on the illegal activities of the DPRK and efforts to break the sanctions that have been put in place.
I'm Charles Villadesma.
Stocks are lower, the Dow losing 122 points. This is SRN News. A closer look at the latest Southern Baptist numbers.
The headline is that the SBC lost over 1,200 congregations between 2021 and 2022, the last year for which all the data has been compiled. But an analysis by Lifeway Research indicates very few of those churches split with the denomination over doctrinal issues. Of the congregations that left, about 80% simply ceased to exist for various reasons. Very few churches are leaving the SBC in search of another affiliation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee may soon join the ranks of states where public school employees have to inform parents if their child is living as the opposite sex in class. Under a bill that is progressing in the legislature, school employees would be required to pass on information about a student to an administrator. That administrator would have to tell the parent. This is SRN News. Hezbollah strikes during deliberations by Israel's government on how to retaliate against Iran's recent drone and missile attack. The latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
While Mideast observers remain divided over whether Israel will retaliate for Saturday's Iranian bombardment, the Iranian proxy in Lebanon, Hezbollah, launched multiple attacks at the Bedouin border town of Arab al-Aramsheh. Four missiles penetrated Israel's famed anti-missile umbrella, one landing in town, damaging a community center and injuring seven. An eighth was injured as he traveled in a car. Meanwhile, the most frequently debated question remains whether Israel will respond in kind to the aerial armada of more than 300 drones, ballistic, and cruise missiles fired at Israel from Iranian soil. The U.S. is known to be trying to convince Israel to forego any retaliation for now, the minority position to date. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.